Today on Piano Jazz, we remember American jazz saxophone and flute player James Moody, who passed away December 9, 2010. Moody was Marion McPartland's guest on Piano Jazz in 1997. He is best known for his hit Moody's Mood for Love, an improvisation based on I'm in the Mood for Love. And you'll hear him perform it in today's program.
I'm just thrilled to have you here on Piano Jazz.
Well, let me tell you, it's a privilege and also an honor to be here with you, and I'm really just overjoyed in being here.
Yes. Well, you know, I was listening to the new CD you made, and what a wonderful choice of tunes. There was Frank Sinatra favorites, and it was called Young at Heart. That about epitomizes you, doesn't it?
Well, people say that, but I know I feel like I'm, 20 years old, even though I'm 30.
Well, you sort of act like it, you know, it's pretty obvious. We've got a wonderful bassist here who I know is a favorite of yours, Todd Coolman.
Yeah, the cool man.
Cool man, who I've known maybe almost as long as I've known you, which is a long time.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's have a go at playing a tune, and you picked a great one, Body and Soul. I love that.
Okay.
you know, I never cease to marvel at how people play wonderful stuff on that tune. And you played such different kind of things.
Oh. Well, thank you, Mac.
You know, I was thinking, where are you from originally?
Well, first of all, I was raised in Newark, New Jersey.
Oh.
You see, and like we were living in Reading, Pennsylvania. Rather, my mother was living in Reading, Pennsylvania. She went to Savannah, Georgia to visit her in-laws. While she was there, I was born. 2 weeks later, she went back to Reading, Pennsylvania. And then, I was up until I was ready to go to kindergarten, the school, they put me in the first grade, and then they put me in a school for retarded children. And I was in this school because they didn't know that I was partially deaf, you see.
Oh, so, I didn't know this either. Yeah. This is a lifelong thing. I never knew that.
No, I was born this way. So my mother, she moved to Newark, New Jersey, and she told the teacher that, you know, I couldn't hear well and to put me in the front of the class. Because by my name being Moody, I was always in the back of the class. M's were in the back. So the teacher put me up front. I skipped a couple of grades, and I was doing fine. And the doctor came by one day at the grammar school, looked in my ears and said, he's going to go deaf. So he said he has to go to the Bruce Street School for the Deaf in Newark, New Jersey. And that's where I graduated from, Bruce Street School for the Deaf in Newark. And then I went to Arts High School, and then East Side. And then after I graduated, I was drafted in the Air Force at 18 years old.
That's incredible. And even with you being deaf, they took you in the Air Force.
I was warm. In those days, like if you were warm, you went because they needed everybody.
Oh, you
they
were
could
warm,
get.
Yeah. Boy, that's incredible, though. Yeah. I mean, they turned people down for such weird reasons. I mean, they could easily have let you play your horn. When did you start playing your horn?
Well, the thing is that's where I actually learned how to play because they asked, in those days, the Air Force, they were segregated. The service was segregated. So one quarter of the base was Negro, the other three quarters was Caucasian. So they wanted to have a band for the Negroes, and they asked everybody who had a horn. So I couldn't play it, but I said, well, I've got one. They said, send for it. So it was sent for the horn, and they formed this band, and they had the official Air Force band come over and teach us, you know, show us the music, and that's how I started playing.
That's incredible. And out of such interesting beginnings is a great musician made. I mean, it's incredible. I bet you didn't know all that at that time. Did you think you wanted to be a musician?
I always wanted to be one, but I had no idea it would start like that. And my being stationed in Greensboro, North Carolina, and Dizzy Gillespie coming down with his band to play at a place on the base called the Big Top, that's where I first saw him. And then after he knew that we were going to be discharged, like in a few more months, and he said, I'm going to disband and form another band when I get back to New York, so come and try out for the band. And that's what I did. Me and Dave Burns. And, you know,
Dave Burns. Gee, mm-hmm. I haven't heard that name for a long time.
Trumpet
Who
player.
Else was in that band?
When I first joined Dizzy's band, Thelonious Monk was the piano player. Kenny Clark, Kluke was the drummer. Ray Brown was the bassist. Milt Jackson was the...
Who was the bassist?
Ray Brown.
Oh, my God.
Ray Brown with the bassist.
Ray Brown is the most ubiquitous bass player
And Milt Jackson was the vibraphone player. And as a matter of fact, that's when I went on the tour. We went on a tour, Ella Fitzgerald and the Dizzy Gillespie Band. We toured all down south, and that's where we saw a lot of things.
You saw a lot of things. Boy, I'll bet you did. This was in the 40s, right?
Yeah.
Well, before we go any further, I'd love to go back to what I was talking about earlier, this wonderful new CD that you have out. And it would be really nice if we could do a tune, one of those Frank Sinatra tunes.
Yeah.
What could we do?
Well, being that I'm very, very much in love and I've got a fantastic marriage, I love that composition called Love and Marriage.
I can see why you would pick that. And then an extra plus is having this great bass player with us.
Oh, yeah. My
Todd
man,
Coolman.
Yeah, the cool man, boy.
Cool man. He's your man.
Yep. Anywhere I go, when I can, it's him. Thank you.
You know, that is a good tune, Love and Marriage. I never really thought about that as being a good vehicle for a jazz player, but it turned out to be wonderful.
Yep.
And as you say, it's very, I guess you could almost dedicate that to Linda, or did you?
Everything I do is dedicated to her, man. Everything.
Really? Well, that's great. She must be a very wonderful person.
Oh, she really is, man. She's everything for me. Yep, yeah.
Just to let everybody know what's going on in here, my guest is James Moody with Todd Kuhlman on bass. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz. Well, back to the early days, I want to ask you some more about Dizzy. How long were you with Dizzy, actually?
Well, I asked my honey about that before, and she says, honey, like for my calculations, it was 47 years. So Dizzy gave me my first job when I was 21 years old, the beginning of 1947, the latter part of 46.
When did you start going into Birdland with Dizzy's group, or that was a few, was that into the 50s?
I'm not sure, because I came back from Europe in 51, I came back from France.
Oh, you went over there with your own group?
Well, I was living in France when I made Moody's Mood for Love. I made that in Stockholm, in Sweden.
Oh, and, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, after I'd left Dizzy's band, and a lot of people think that I went to Europe with Dizzy, with the big band, but I didn't. When I went to Europe with Diz, it was with the quintet.
So you left Dizzy and went to France sort of on your own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd love to hear you talk about recording Moody's Mood for Love in Sweden.
Yeah.
Because that's just become a part of jazz history. Mm-hmm. And you, how did that start, that you played the tune?
Well, what happened was, I didn't play alto. I played tenor. And I was in Paris, and I was down at the Club Saint-Germain, and I was down there jamming. And Anders Berman, the guy from Metronome Records, but he was also a drummer, he happened to be in the club that night, and he wanted to play with us. He played. And then after he was finished, he asked me, he said, would you like to come to Stockholm and make some records? I said, sure. You know, make 12 sides. I said, sure, I'd be glad to. So anyway, he said, I'll send you a plane ticket. I said, I don't fly. So he sent me a boat ticket. You know, a train. I took the train and then went over on the ferry, you know. So, and it was funny because I did the record, but then we had one more tune we had to do. And the guy said, well, what would you like to do? I said, how about I'm in the Mood for Love? So, and this is the truth. So the guy went into the John, sketched out the chords for I'm in the Mood for Love. And while he's doing this, Lars Gullin, a fantastic Swedish baritone saxophonist.
Yes, I know that name.
He had a beat-up silver alto ran by his case. So I said, Lars, you mind if I look at that? He said, no, go right ahead. So I picked the horn up and played on it for me. So when he came back out with the music, we did it in one take. One take, bang. And we did that, and that was it. And then about a couple months later, I was down at the Club Saint-Germain, and I'm playing. And a woman said, would you play I'm in the Mood for Love? I said, sure. So I said, da-dee-dee-dee-dee-da-dee-dee. When I got finished, she said, no, that wasn't it. She said, you did it different. I said, what do you mean I did it different? I didn't know what she was talking about. She said, well, you went down when you should have gone up, and you went up when you should have gone down. I didn't know what she was talking about. It had become a hit in America, but I didn't know.
Oh, and they wanted to hear it exactly.
They wanted to hear it exactly the way, you know, the way I played it. So, like, I wasn't going to come back to the States, you know, and they said, "Well, you got a hit, come back." I says, "I'm never going back," you know. And finally, Bab Gonzalez came over and convinced me to come back to America. He says, "Man, go back and make that bread," you know.
So I can anyway, hear him now.
Yeah, when I came back, I formed a septet. And I was shocked. We would go to places, and the places would be jammed, just crowded with people. We went to Detroit one night. There was 9 feet of snow, and we were like 2.5, 3 hours late. When we got there, the place was jammed with people.
Well, was this before Eddie Jefferson did the lyric, or had the lyric been?
Well, Eddie Jefferson is the one that wrote the lyrics.
Yeah.
And what happened was the instrumental was a hit first.
Yeah.
And then King Pleasure sang the vocal version, and that became a hit. So everywhere we went, I had to play both of them. I had to play it first, and then Bab would sing it.
Well, I'm dying to hear you do your version. You're going to play it and sing it?
No, I'm just going to sing it.
You're just going to sing it.
Yeah, but I mean, I can do both if you want. But
I would love to hear both. I would really love that.
Okay. All right.
So, all right, so now you're going to do the vocal, right?
Right. There I go, there I go, there I go, there I go, there I go. Pretty baby, you are the soul that snaps my control. Such a funny thing, but every time you need me, I never can behave. You give me a smile and then I'm wrapped up in your magic. There's music all around me, crazy music, music that keeps calling me so. Very close to you turns me your slave. Come and do anything you want to. Anything, baby, just let me connect to you. Diddle day, am I insane or do I really see heaven in your eyes?
bright as stars that shine up above us in the clear blue skies. How I worry about you, just can't live my life without you, baby. Come here, don't have no fear. Oh, is there wonder why I'm really feeling in the nude for love? So tell me why. Stop to think about this weather, my dear. This little dream might fade away. There I go talking out of my head again. Oh baby, won't you come and put our two hearts together? Woo, that would make me strong and brave. Oh, when we are one, I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid. If there's a cloud up above us, go on and let it rain. I'm sure together we can both endure a hurricane. Ooh, my baby, won't you come and love me and give me relief from this awful misery? Then the girl said, what is all this talk about loving me, my sweet? I am not afraid, not anymore, not like before. Can't you understand me? Now, Marion, please pull yourself together, do it soon. My soul's on fire, come on and take me. I'll be what you make me, my darling, my sweet. Oh, Marion, you make me feel so good. Let me take you by the hand. Come, let us visit out there in that new promised land. Maybe there we can find a good place to use our loving state of mind. I'm so tired of being without love, but oh, do 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 do. Now the love's about do 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 be, but oh, do 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 do. My partner, you come and blow now if you want to. We're through. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Oh, that really takes me back. I love hearing that anytime.
Thank you, Matt. And it's so nice playing it with you. I mean, it's the first time you've ever played it. You're fantastic.
Well, I know the tune. All I have to do is kind of watch what goes on and try to stay out of your way. But I'd forgotten about the girl's part. You know, that broke me up. Well, now, do you still get asked for that? Do you still do that when you're playing in a club?
If we don't play that, if Cool Man and I don't play that at the club, we might as well not be there.
Well, in case you've just tuned in, my guest is James Moody with Todd Kuhlman on bass. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz. You know, something I've always wondered, Moody, was when did Dizzy start writing some of those great tunes of his?
As long as I've known Diz, he was always writing something. It's when we would get off the bus and go into the club or the hall, wherever we were going to play, Dizzy would immediately go right to the piano and start playing something, you see? And listening to some of the things that he played, you could see where some of the compositions, where they came from, such as Con Alma or Brother K. I guess a lot of his things come from things where he sat down and figured them out at the piano, because Diz, he told me, he says, Moody, the answer is not in your horn. He said, here's the answer, and he would point to the keyboard. And he said, that's where everything is. I don't care what instrument you play, that's where it is.
Well, I would love to play Con Alma with you, because it's such a beautiful tune. I don't get a chance to play it with you.
Well, my pleasure, man. Thank you.
¶¶
I think that's probably one of the most beautiful tunes ever written. And it still doesn't get played as much as it should. Somehow.
I agree with you, man.
I don't know why that is.
There's a composition that I know you know, and I'd love to hear you play it if you wouldn't mind.
What is it?
But I Should Care.
Oh, I love that tune.
Oh,
I'd love to do it, especially for you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Fantastic, man. I really dug it. It was, your harmonic concept was impeccable.
Well, thank
impeccably
you.
Good. Yeah. It was really, I'm telling you, it was very, very nice.
Well, just to let everybody know what's going on in here, my guest is James Moody with Todd Kuhlman on bass. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz.
Thank you.
see you've got a tune down here. I don't know if you're going to play this. It's on the mm-hmm. list. Giant Steps.
Yeah.
Would you like to do that?
Or I'd love to, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's funny. I felt that that was such a landmark record when that came, when Coltrane came out with that.
It was.
I mean, it was like the whole the music scene changed.
Of course, like it certainly did. You see, for me, what it was that people were playing the Cantor progression. You know, like Eddie Cantor, like Bebop, you know, we want Cantor.
We oh, I love want that.
Yeah, that's what it was called. Dee da dee da dee da dee da dee da da da. Yeah. And Coltrane, yeah, and Coltrane, he changed it to Bobby, ba da be, Bobby, you see? So, like, when he did that, I mean, the ear had to become acclimated to hearing those progressions, see, because no one had ever, but even though like there might be like the bridge of Have You Met Miss Jones, or even Con Alma, da da dee dee dee, like it's similar, you know, but Coltrane, like he fixed it for saxophone players, boy.
Well, let's do it. Let's,
sure, okay.
Let's do it.
All right.
You know what kills me about hearing you play Giant Steps is that you've stayed with music. You haven't sort of stayed back in some groove from years ago. You just keep up with everything that's happening.
Well, I'm trying to, but like it seems like no matter how hard I try, Dave Liebman, George Coleman, and Kenny Garrett, you know, Dick Oat, those cats are like 29,000 steps ahead.
It's amazing, isn't it? It's funny. I always felt one step behind. It was like I was playing bebop when everybody else had gone on to something else.
Man, you didn't do bad yourself there.
Well, but you know, being on piano
you got to give
jazz.
Yourself a little pat on the back there, you know, because like they say in Germany, you bad.
Is that what they say?
Yeah.
You bad. Well, but, you know, being on piano jazz has been a tremendous education for me because people come from different schools of thought, and if you're going to have Cecil Taylor one day and Oscar Peterson the next.
Yeah, that's the lesson right there.
I'm just going to keep my brain
everybody.
In gear.
For everybody, yeah, yeah.
Well, what can you and I play? I'm thinking of tunes you must have played with Dizzy again, like maybe Night in Tunisia? Could we do
yeah,
that?
Yeah, oh yeah, sure.
I love that
to.
Tune. I don't get to play it unless people like you are here.
Oh, beautiful. I love it.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. Thank you.
It's such a kick to play that tune, especially with you. That's such a jazz classic.
Oh, that it is. But I remember the first time I ever played it with this, I said, damn. Right, boy.
Boy, yeah. That was a really a big deal of its day, like when that came out. But, yeah. You know, this has been such a great show, and I hate to be ending it, but unfortunately, we've just got to get through, but before we play one more number, I just want to tell you what a kick it is having you here, and Todd Kuhlman also on bass. But, Yeah. You know, I've loved your music for so many years and known you all these years, and so I'm glad to finally have you on Piano Jazz.
Well, it's really like a pleasure, and it's a privilege and an honor, like I said before. And also, it cracked me up because the only other time we played before was in Nice. The south,
yes,
of France.
Right.
You remember that? Nice.
And the festival.
That's the first time we played together.
And I've got pictures to prove it, believe it or not.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Well, what will we wind up with? Some good old bebop tune, like Anthropology, maybe?
Oh, that's Anthropology. Do you know the story behind Anthropology?
No.
Well, Charlie Parker went to a picnic. And when he went to this picnic, the little ant, you know, the bugs?
Yes.
They bit him on his backside. And
they,
you know,
knew where.
And then they found out that he was Charlie Parker, and they apologized to him. And Charlie Parker was so thrilled, he went home and wrote a composition called Anthropology.
That's a likely story, but I like it.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I know what you mean. I'm not going to touch any more of that, as I'm likely to say the wrong thing. Well, let's have a go at Anthropology, and
okay,
we'll think about Bird while we're doing it.
Okay.
That's a great tune to end on. It was fabulous.
Oh, thank you.
I love you, man.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland and her guest, James Moody, in a program which originally aired in 1997. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Richard Applegate, mastering engineer David Mitchell, production coordinator Meg Hires, executive producer Tom Clark. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1101 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. Support for this program comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art, from the Friends of Piano Jazz, Borders Books and Music, and from the Lila Wallace Reader's Digest Fund. Support also comes from Save America's Treasures, through a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Park Service Department of the Interior. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. And the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. This is NPR.